Blog Talk Radio.
I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. I might do a little time. 'Cause all of my kindness taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want.
Woke up an optimist, sun was shining, I'm positive. Talking trash,
I'm
fighting
history.
Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would drive it. Ooh, that's all I want.
And I know could I be so selfish? But you called about 1,000 times, wondering where I've been. Now I know that you're tonight, thinking how could I be so reckless? But I just can't apologize. I hope you can understand.
If I go to jail tonight, promise you'll pay my bail. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale. See, all of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear if somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want. 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday.
Welcome into the show, everybody. This is your girl, the Literary Diva of Blog Talk Radio, and welcome into a very special edition of A Political Hot Mess. Yes, 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 A Political Hot Mess. We are back on the air. Can you guys believe this? This is a very special edition of A Political Hot Mess, America Gone Nuts, with a very special guest. So hopefully he will be calling in very soon. But on this episode, we will be talking about, America's police departments. Have they gone too crazy, or are they only doing what's necessary to protect the communities? We will also discuss African Americans and their attitudes toward this whole mess. Are they playing victim, or do they have the right to be overly concerned about the cops? Also, are they living off of excuses to burn and brutalize their own communities when things like this happen, or are they just responding to what they have been doing or responding to what's been going on for years? And, of course, last but not least, we will talk about the one and only Miss Hillary Clinton and her run for the White House. Is she going to be our first female president, or will some of those ratchet Republicans overtake her? Now, we will get to that commentary at the end of the broadcast, but let's go ahead and talk about what's been going on in this nation. But first, I'd like to welcome everybody to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in, if you are. I know this was a kind of last-minute episode, but at the end of the day, we still need to talk about what's going on in our nation, and we will be getting to that very soon. Thank you so much for all of you guys who have supported Diva's House. As long as we've been a part of BTR, which has been a long time, we thank you guys so much for just supporting us and your continued support. And we always invite you guys to get your read on with some wonderful books, courtesy of Amazon.com. There's some awesome books, share books. And if you see anyone in your own community that's struggling to read, or if you know someone's kids that can't read, don't make fun of them. Encourage the parents to get them help, because reading gets us through everything, and it gets us to the next level. So the more you read, the more you know. The more you read, the more you know. I can't say that enough. The more you read, the more you know, right? So definitely make sure that you do that. So let's go ahead and bring in our very special guest. He's been with us quite a few times as we've done A Political Hot Mess and beyond. We will get to our talking points, what we're going to be discussing on this episode. Let's go ahead and welcome our special guest, my brother, my friend, Mr. D. Chow. Doug, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey!
How you doing?
All right. I was just talking about what we're going to be discussing, and some of those talking points I did send to you. Now, the first thing that I want to touch on is the Baltimore riots, or what they're calling the Baltimore riots. So,
you mean the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes riots?
The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes riots. Yeah, I guess you can call it that. Okay, give us your thoughts on why they just went to town on just like of the city. I mean, of course we know the Freddie Gray thing and stuff like that, but what do you think their need was to burn down a CVS?
Well, I think the need for them to bust out like that was because I guess they were getting sick and tired of police brutality, and I guess the police hassling them. But, hey,
yeah,
the policeman was the one that did it. So, you know, hey, if you get tired of it, you're going to riot. But I would have done it more peaceful than that, instead of jumping on cars and setting Baltimore on fire like that's going to accomplish anything, because it really is not.
Yeah, well, you're right about that.
All Baltimore is doing to itself is costing itself millions of dollars, and we all know from the Eastern Shore, that's where Baltimore gets its money from, the Eastern Shore.
Mm. Yep.
So
yep.
All that's going to do is raise the taxes in Ocean City.
Very true. Tell us more about that.
I remember a bunch of years back, a former governor of Maryland, William Donald Schaefer, actually called the Eastern Shore the toilet bowl of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
But little did he know, that's where all his money was coming from.
Right.
So now who's the toilet bowl? Because
without
the Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Yeah. I said yeah.
So that's all I gotta say. Who which town is the toilet bowl now? Because without that Eastern Shore, Ocean City Maryland money, Baltimore would be like it is now.
Well, you have a point. You have a point. What do you think about the job that the mayor is doing? And we know that people, you know, have said some good things about her and said some bad things about her and the job that she's doing. What do you think of the job that she's doing? What do you think of her comments about her telling folks, well, just let them just tear it up?
Well, the best thing she ever done was bring charges on those cops.
That
by far was the best thing that was ever done. Now, I don't know if they're going to be found guilty or not. You know what I mean? That right there is local. That right there is local politics, because I don't think the cops can be found guilty. They did that just to hush the attention up.
You think so?
I think so. Because
so,
you know what I mean. That's all I think is the reason why they brought those charges on those cops was because, like, look, it's getting a little hot in Maryland. Let's calm everything down, and all you got to do is tell them that the charges are, name the cops involved and list the charges and say what you're going to say, and then after that, it will ease the attention down.
So do you think if this case had never garnered national attention, do you think that the cops would have been charged?
Nope, they wouldn't. The cops never got charged.
Do you think that they have ample? But do you think that they have ample proof that any of those police officers literally and physically did that to the gentleman that was killed?
Well, I tell you what, if you read the police report and it says unexplained,
mm-hmm.
then you know they did it. Believe
mm-hmm.
me, that word you should anybody read that report should underline unexplained, and that should tell you something.
Mhm. Well, you know, I'm just always, you know, I'm always skeptical, but you know, it just seemed like so much of this stuff has been going on for so freaking long. And I'm just curious, you know, this isn't the only case in Baltimore that has garnered national attention. So why are the people acting out now, like, just like they're freaking animals? Because, I mean, that's the way that it seemed, and I don't mean to call them that, but they're just, you know, I mean, it was just craziness.
Well, if you put it like that, then anybody could say that, you know, we can't take it no more, so we're going to lash out.
But look at
the timing. You know, you got so many unexplained things that happen to black people in Baltimore by the cops that, you know, you can wait until now to lash out. So if you wait until now to lash out, that seems to me that this whole riot was planned.
Do you think so? Do you think it was planned?
I mean, look at it. Out of all the cruelty and stuff that was done by the Baltimore Police Department on black people, and look, they could have been protested way back in the day.
That's true. That is very true.
But you can wait till now to do it. You know, on the height of Obama running for running, you know what I'm saying? You got two new people running for president.
Yeah, very,
you know what I mean?
True.
I mean, it's right now. It's coming so close, and everybody knows. Well, not everybody, but when some people know that if Hillary Clinton takes office, then the right to bear arms in the Constitution is wiped out. It's going to be wiped out.
Do you really believe that?
Yes, I do. It ain't nothing that the NRA or nobody can do or say or nothing.
Do you think she'll win?
Oh, yeah, she's going to win. You best believe that she's going to win. Now, I'm going to tell you. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, you know that for all you people out there, don't think that we elect the next president.
Don't ever think
that a president is going to be elected by the Electoral College or elected by the people, because they are not. The presidency is already.
But they always say that your vote counts, though, Doug.
So what?
They always say that your vote counts. Get out and go vote.
Yeah, that's you know what that's called? That's called politics. You know what I mean?
Marketing.
That's the lie that they throw in your face. You know what I mean? But for real, the president has already been selected and already been appointed.
Yeah.
All they're doing is waiting for the right time to bring he or she out.
Yeah. Well, we know that she's going to win.
Because it's like this. Now remember the right to bear arms, the Constitution, the law has been, if you put it in sports terms, has been on the hot seat for years now.
Oh yes, definitely.
You know, so now at the right time it's getting ready to come together. You know what I mean? The woman getting ready to be in office.
Mm-hmm.
And all that, so by all that time that come together, believe me. Me and this woman here already told y'all so about the thing leading up to it. So we're gonna tell y'all again, it's gonna be wiped out when she gets in office. And don't say that we didn't warn you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we already called this chaotic event. We already called it.
So I have a question for you, and there's a lot of people, you know, just random interviews that they've done with just the different folks, you know, just random people.
Oh, yeah, people telling them what to say.
Well, just random folks about the attitudes about some of our own people. Now, some people have said that black folks have basically, well, this is the thing, that black folks and their attitudes, you know, that they've always been concerned about the cops and about how they police the communities. But some people say that, you know, that black folks tend to wait for this sort of thing to happen just so that it gives them an excuse to just act up. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, that right there is called the oldest excuse in the book.
Right, right.
You
but
know,
this is what
right,
some
I
people
mean,
are actually saying. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's called the oldest excuse in the book. I mean, look at the government-supported marches of Dr. King, and yes, I said that, government supported marches. You know, they was peaceful. You know, they talk about man,
very
that man
peaceful.
Put on that man put on that 3-piece suit, and all day they walk together and singing these church songs and shit like that. Well, I'm gonna tell you, that right there was government sanctioned and government supported.
So they had Dr. King in the palm of their hand, huh?
Oh yeah. And believe me.
Now,
just
you know,
there,
a lot of people are going to hate you for actually saying that.
I don't care. Fuck them.
A lot of people are going to hate you for actually saying that because, you know, a lot of people don't believe that.
I know it. And you know why? Because the people that don't believe me has not woke up yet.
You know, there's a lot of people that are walking around here and that aren't informed enough to understand the magnitude of what's really happening in our society. Look at what's really going on.
I don't think so, because you got too much. You got right now. You have way too much social media out here, and believe me,
all those social
media comments is not about what's going on right now. You know, they talk about it like, man, you should see, man, Baltimore's on fire. Man, people are going crazy. Man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, just like they had a protest down here on the Eastern Shore now. You know, last week, the protest, the guy is not from the Eastern Shore. He's from Baltimore. Why in the hell are we protesting the shit down here?
I don't know. Oh, my God. Where? Where on the Eastern Shore? Where?
They had it at the Salisbury Plaza.
You're kidding. OMG.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my goodness. What in the world?
What in the world?
No, that's not going to fly. Now, they may be able to protest up that way, but when you come to the lower shore, they don't want that.
When you get protesting down here, and that's saying how stupid the shit is.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
now,
and check this out. When you sum all this up. All this protesting and shit is almost like the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight. Six.
What?
Six.
And we all know just how that went down, don't we?
Yep. You sure did. Six.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all on national broadcast. And everybody hearing you. You want to add a comment about the Baltimore riots? Anybody?
You talking to?
Well, I got my wife up here and her cousin up here. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get them to make a comment, but I don't know if they want everybody naturally to hear what they
think. You know that we've been texting back and forth since this stuff has happened. My thing is the Baltimore's mayor. Now, they keep saying that she's from this prominent family and she's this and she's that. But every time she would get on television, her aspect seemed like it was really blah, like it was just like a one note. And it seemed almost like she was disconnected from the whole situation. Yeah. Now, I don't know if I'm the only one that had seen, you know, that had viewed that. But it seemed like she just, you know, it seemed like she was just totally disconnected. And all of her worker bees was just doing everything for her.
Well, check this out. Well, put it this way. If you got people speaking for you, and then when somebody asks you a question, you're going to be disconnected because you don't know what the hell is going on. You know what I mean?
Shouldn't she be showing some sort of emotion? You know, and I'm not saying that she should be up crying and doing all that. But shouldn't she show some sort of emotion about the situation? That was my whole thing.
Well, put it this way, you know when you get that old shit's getting fucked up. You know, act like you discombobulated, confused. Well, that's her right now.
Well, that's what it is.
I bet you when they went to interview, she was like, oh shit, man, I hope they're not coming up here to interview me. You know what I mean? She would probably treat those reporters like the Jehovah's Witnesses to your door.
it just seemed like she was just so freaking disconnected from the whole situation. And then when CNN showed the fire department trying to plug the water hose up to, you know, put the fire out from the CVS, and they were coming up there cutting the hose just so that, you know, so that they wouldn't have water. And I'm just like, doesn't she understand the magnitude of what's going on in her city? What is up with her?
No, I don't think she understands the magnitude. Just like I said,
I don't think so either. I honestly don't think so.
Because she didn't want to be interviewed, and like I said before, she was like, oh shit, you know what I mean? I done fucked up. You know what I mean? So like, damn, honey. First, she had to think about, oh hell, what in the hell I'm gonna say to these people? What in the hell I'm gonna say? Oh shit, I don't know shit. You know what I mean? I'm telling you. She probably got all ADD on herself. And was like, oh man, she probably got all hyperactive. Put it this way. I guarantee you, all she had to do was smoke some weed, it would calm her down and she could talk.
It just seems that there's a lot of disconnect for some reason. And I was watching a broadcast today, and they were talking about what they call the urban areas of the city. And I'm just like, okay, well, do these people actually know the struggle that a lot of these folks are actually going through? And they're sitting up here talking about, okay, well, what can we do and this and that. But these are the same people that are going back home to their big old houses, to their nice yards, and to their great jobs after all this is, like, over. And they don't have a clue of what these people are actually going through.
No. Because they don't care about them people. That's why. They don't care about those people. Like you said, they're going back to their big houses and their nice fancy yards and their nice driveways and going in their nice big houses with their family, and they laughing and carrying on while everybody under them is going home struggling, cussing and shit, arguing amongst the home and shit like that. Well, you can tell. I mean, we call this right now. This is part of the whole big plan, the whole big picture. The richer get richer, and the poorer get poorer. And that right there. I mean, hey, it's been in Baltimore for a minute, and they haven't done anything about it yet, and they're not going to. And don't worry, it's in every city. And don't worry, it's going to be. And don't worry. I'm sorry, middle class, and I'm one of them. I'm telling you, right now, we are the dinosaurs of America.
That's very true. You're right about that. You are so
right
about that.
Right now, we are the dinosaurs. And right now, the government is trying to eliminate the middle class. That's their main objective. Eliminate the middle class working folks. That's what's happening. So, my question is, is us black people gonna stand around, and whites, are the middle class gonna stand around and wait for the shit to go down, or are we gonna do something about it?
But you know what? You had said something on the previous broadcast a long time ago about how they just want to get rid of what they call the undesirables. Do you still believe that?
Like I said, black man was first. So, I mean, put it this way. Just like earlier this year, they say in Africa, they came out with a new strain of the Ebola virus. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the African government is not testing this shit on the people. So who do you think is doing all the testing? The United States government is. And who's the guinea pigs? And who are the guinea pigs? All those African refugee children. And then he got a nerve to go on broad, and then he got a nerve to broadcast them how sick, malnourished, and hungry they look from all the drugs and the Ebola virus they got exposed to. And they said, oh, now we got to give money and they're gonna care for the people. So
they're doing all this, but then they're writing in to like save the day.
That, you know what I'm saying? They're doing all this, and then they're urging the American people to save the day over there, but they ain't saying nothing about saving the day over here.
Unbelievable.
So, hey, but that's our government, and believe me, quote-unquote, some of y'all people like them. So, That's how. That's what our government does to us. Treat us like shit. Because remember what I texted you earlier last week? You know what I'm saying? The Republicans want to break us and the Democrats want to kill us.
You have a point about the Republicans definitely want to break us. You have a point about that.
Yep, and you know what I'm saying? It's just like the Republicans take everything, our homes and our money from us, and the Democrats just bury us in the ground. So, yeah, that's the way it's being ran. And now I guess this little they gave all this power to the policemen after the 9/11 attacks, which was sponsored by the government too. You know,
those are fighting words.
Oh, fuck them, because they know they did it. Anyway, just like, remember.
those are fighting words, though.
Check this out. Before Oklahoma City, we had no Homeland Security office. After Oklahoma City, after 9/11, now we got Homeland Security. So what did that tell you? Government sanctioned shit. They know it. And believe it, the people in the inner circles, we know it. So I don't know why that's fighting words, because it's true. And remember, it's the truth.
Well, you know, some people don't believe that our government, you know, they believe that our government had nothing to do with it.
I'm going to tell you, if the truth hurts, if the truth hurts, say ouch. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. If the truth hurts, say ouch. Because now I'm just caring about is the future of the young people. Believe me.
Yeah.
Because if they think we got it hard, they're gonna have it even harder.
Oh, of course they're gonna have it harder. Of course. You're absolutely right about that. And that's the crazy thing, because a whole lot of these young people, you know, even though that they're engaged in social media all the time and everything, they just don't have a clue of what's really coming, of what's really going on.
Nope, and that's the reason why they got people like me and people like you. They warn them and tell them. Hello?
Yeah.
Yep. So that's the reason why they got some people like us, who is not afraid to speak their minds, who is not afraid to think. You know, and put it this way, you know what? Put it this way, the whole thing. You know what got me? When this woman disciplined her child because you did.
That was like the best thing ever.
Yes, it was. But guess what? Now they try to take her up for child abuse. Come on, man.
Who's trying to take? Are you serious?
Yes, they are. I mean, they at Child Protective Services was called on that woman. And check this out. And you know what? And for doing the right thing, that's what she did.
That's really a shame.
You know. And then after that, you got one woman, you got one child's mom that one of the kids that participated in jumping on top of the cars. His mom, that the dude's mom, told him to turn himself in, and when he did, guess what? His bail is $300,000 higher than the cop's bail.
I heard his bail was extremely high, higher than the cop.
And you know what? That's what you get for doing the right thing.
Wow, unbelievable!
You get bamboozled and hoed. That's what you get.
Unbelievable. Well, Doug, as we wrap up this episode, do you have any last words that you would like to share with the listeners?
Okay. For all you listeners out there, I don't give a damn what y'all think about my comments because they're all true. So, and if you want to, and believe me, if you want to fire, and if you want to fire back at the show, you can. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my name is up there, so fire back at me because I was damn sure gonna fire back right back at you. And last but not least, to all my Riley friends, and they know who they are: Illuminati, Knights of Malta, Bilderbergs, all of y'all. One big fat fuck you.
All right, and everybody.
And that's all I gotta say.
All right, everybody. Well, Doug, we will definitely be doing this again and continuing this conversation because at the end of the day, we need people like you and I and like other folks out there who aren't afraid to really speak their mind and to really say what they feel is really going on. There's a lot of backdoor things that are happening, and people need to understand this. People need to know this. Even though folks are engaged in social media, I do believe that they don't really understand the magnitude of what's really going on behind closed doors.
Because it's leaked.
It's a lot. It's a lot going on behind closed doors, and folks just don't understand that.
That's right, because he's still asleep.
We know that. Well, Doug, thank you so much for joining us, and we will definitely have to do this again, and I will be talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for the next one.
All right. Have a good evening.
Thank you, and you too.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, that was Mr. Douglas Shaw from Salisbury, Maryland, everybody. And let me just say that he has his own opinion, you know. you know, his views are not our views per se, but they are his views and what he believes what he believes is happening in our nation. You know, America has kind of gone nuts. The police departments are just chaotic. People are burning down their communities. People, you know, some people that don't have a clue of what's really happening is, you know, getting in on it, and they're saying their piece and blah, 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 and this and that, this and that, you know. But on a lighter note, I would like to say that for the folks that do care about their communities, please keep caring. Please keep up the positivity because we really do need it. Do the work peacefully. Don't burn down your city. Don't burn down the drugstores. Don't loot. Don't go crazy. Don't do none of that. You know, because at the end of the day, when you guys do that, guess what happens? You're just like the cops that are brutalizing you guys. So you have to really do it the right way. You know, this is why we have laws in this country. Do it the right way. You know, you can, there's tons of things and that you can do to change things up in your own communities, but don't burn things down. That's all we're saying. Last but not least, I want to say Hillary Clinton, we are big supporters of her campaign. We do believe that she will win. And at the end of the day, whoever isn't a supporter, oh well. So, Hillary Clinton, we do support you. We support your campaign. And anyone else that does, get at us at literarydiva29@yahoo.com, or you can find us on Twitter at Diva Pal. So thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. We so appreciate you guys. And join us for the next open conversation of a very special episode of A Political Hot Mess, America Going Nuts, with the one and only, our special guest, friend, brother, loved one, Mr. Douglas Shaw. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening, and God bless you guys.
Maria, breathe in. If your chick comes close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me, and all the money niggas where they supposed to be. Oh. both for me. Now your chicks in the pit like both for me. That's how I post to pay. Yeah, that's how I post to pay. Yeah, that's how I post to pay. Everything look like it's supposed to be. Pull up to the club and it go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. It's not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a homie. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a groupie. And that's facts, no printer. Cold nigga turn the summer to the winter. She gave me in her phone as bestie. But I had her screaming, oh. Yo, girl, wasn't supposed to text me. Nope. You wanna know how I know what I know? If your chick come close to me, she ain't going home when she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all the mother niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like post for me. That's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. That's how I'm supposed to be. Everything look like it's supposed to be. Got your girl in my section finna go up. A nigga smoking loud, I'm about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her hold up.
Better believe she gon' leave with a real nigga. I dig her down, can't put it down like I do. I get the boss and no discussion, gotta deal with it. See my swing, where about you?
My God, she rolled.
Yeah, yeah.
When I hit it, I'ma kill it, I'ma get it like
it. She wrote. You wanna know how I know what I know?
If y'all do come close to me, he gon' wanna ride off and it goes to me.
I'll make him do
I
it.
I might let your boy show for me, but he gotta eat the booty like groceries. But he gotta get rid of these hoes for me. I might have a nigga selling his soul for me. Ooh, that's all supposed to be. If he wants me to, it's supposed to free.
Everything good like it's supposed to be.
She loves your eyes.